www.thebabyboomers.com.
10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And if you are a weekly listener, thank you again for listening. And if this is your first time, I am Susie Zawacki, your host, and weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And our website is aginginforadio.com, and there you can listen to our show streaming live, of course, anywhere in the world. And you can also listen to our podcast shows shortly after they air right there on our website, pretty much 24/7. Well, we're going to talk about many things on our show, many diverse subjects. And today, especially, we're going to talk about assisted living and not just any assisted living. The community that I'm talking to today is Autumn Leaves, and they vary tremendously from other retirement assisted living communities. And my guest today is a chief operating officer from LaSalle Group, known as Autumn Leaves. And it is Autumn Leaves that you can turn to trust for memory care assisted living. And I promise you, if you stay right here listening to Aging Info Radio, you will know more about choosing an assisted living community and why. And Joe Jasmine is, again, the chief operating officer. And I'd like to welcome Joe to Aging Info Radio.
Hey, thank you. Great to have you. And I'm glad you invited me.
Well, I am very impressed with Autumn Leaves. Now, you have a lot of communities across the country. And you want to give us a little, or tell us a little bit about those communities or where they're located?
Sure. We have 36 communities open across the country. I have 12 more under construction and 8 in development. We are in Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Illinois, Kansas, Wisconsin, Florida, and South Carolina right now. And continuing to grow and grow and grow and grow. So the future is great for us looking forward.
Well, let's talk about who Autumn Leaves is.
Certainly. Autumn Leaves is an assisted living memory care organization, and we focus exclusively on residents that are afflicted with Alzheimer's or dementia or related diseases of that nature. Our approach is really very different than a standard assisted living or even some of those assisted livings that add on memory care. We personalize the care to the individual, and we start immediately with who are they, who were they, and what are the things that they truly enjoy doing. And then we create an individualized plan around them from not only just activities but to health care to really helping them relive the experiences that they had in their past and helping them try to remember. We involve the families from the get-go. We encourage them to be involved in our communities. We even create booster clubs and support groups to get the families more engaged. And when we look at a resident once they've moved in, number one, they're part of our family. But as we say all the time, we truly work in their home. Once they move in with us, that's their home and that's where they live.
Well, you're definitely on the right track with the memory care communities, because they say at 65 years old, 1 in 5 people are diagnosed with dementia, and at 85, it's 1 out of 2. So these communities are very needed.
Very much so.
And I've also heard the term with Autumn Leaves that is memory from the ground up. Let's talk about that a little bit. What does that mean?
Right. We truly identify the locations for our memory care communities based on a variety of demographic systems. So we identify the land, we design the building, we build the building, and then we also manage the building. So our hands are in it from every step of the way. And we design the buildings with a purpose. So that is the best environment that a memory care or individual with dementia allows them to function. Whether it be, you know, the way the hallways are structured, the way the neighborhoods are designed, to make that the most inviting environment for them. Because as you probably know, with Alzheimer's and dementia, there are moments in time when the resident will be confused, there will be sundowning that happens where they're irritated and agitated, and we have created a method not only with the design of the community, but by training our staff to help them alleviate those issues and redirect them and help make those difficult moments less often, but also to create these wonderful opportunities for them to just enjoy life. And we say each and every day that our residents, most people think, well, when they have that disease, they're pushed aside. And we say not at all. They have so much more to give back to the community and so much more to do and so much more to experience that we want to reengage them. And we utilize our residents and help them get back involved in the community. And they do things for first responders and for school kids and differing other charitable organizations so that they do truly have meaning and value. And they have a lot of that left in them. Just because they have this disease doesn't mean that they don't have a sense of purpose for the rest of their life.
And Autumn Leaves Assisted Living not only cares for those with dementia, do you also care for those with Alzheimer's?
Absolutely, and a variety of other types of ailments, such as Lewy body and frontal lobal ailments and other types of things. So if it's a related disease state, we do take care of that as well.
Well, Autumn Leaves is a state-of-the-art community with memory care in mind, and their website is autumnleaves.com. You can also call 888-662-8886. And, Joe, I would like to know, if I walked into an Autumn Leaves in Florida and then I walked into another one in the Chicagoland area, are they all the same?
They are basically identical. There are a few minor adjustments that occur based upon the land that we have, but 99.5% of the communities look exactly the same. We might have a different color scheme or a different themes in the neighborhoods, but the basic concept around the community based upon what we've learned over our past 15 years that makes it a positive environment for that memory care resident are identical. It also gives us a greater opportunity to train with consistency and to really open these up in the right fashion.
Well, from what I've learned about Autumn Leaves, your staff is so trained in the area of memory care. I mean, every person that works there, is that correct?
Correct. We spend almost 32 hours of training with each individual before they start with us. We take our folks through a certified dementia practitioners training program, and then we have ongoing training through online, on-site, and webinars where we're constantly, upgrading our skills to make sure that, first and foremost, that our team members understand the importance of taking care of that individual and that their care is more important than anything that could happen. So that comes first always. We do site visits, we do side-by-sides, just to make sure that we're doing the best that we can. And I think that encourages the caregivers and the other staff to not only do that, but to understand how important that is. And that's truly what we're all about. And we remind folks about that every day. And a lot of times they remind us, which is also perfect. That means we have, checks and balances across the organization.
I think it's so important that everybody as a team really understands what's going on with someone when they are diagnosed with a disease with memory, such as dementia or Alzheimer's, and that makes a huge difference as a team working in a community.
It's amazing how important that is, and when we chat with families or potential families and we bring them in and show them, generally they're ready to move in right then. Because we not only include the staff and the entire team, we include the family, we get them engaged. And they notice that our caregivers have the ability to predict or anticipate what that resident's going to need next and just do it. And it becomes automatic. And that's where they fall in love with us, because we do treat them like they are our own family members. And so we learn all about them, and we know when they need something or when they're agitated, what will help them ease that agitation. And also, we know their story. We know who they were. We know what they've done. We know that they were, an airline pilot or someone that worked in the Red Cross during World War II. And we truly get to know them as if they were our own family.
Now, as far as the family, do you also assist the family members with coaching on how to relate to a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, we do it in a couple different ways. We help families that have yet to decide to choose Autumn Leaves through home visits and through helping them out in the community, where we'll go to their home and help coach them through how to deal with sundowning, how to deal with agitation, how to deal with mom when she hasn't wanting to take a bath for a period of days. We also invite them and encourage them to join our support groups to talk with other families that are having those, you know, those situations and those issues, and then helping them with the transition when they make the decision to move in, and help to them to relieve that guilt that comes with it, but also to let them know that, you know, they're safe here with us, and that's our primary focus. So we're constantly trying to help and educate and train the community. We also train nurses in the ERs and police officers and firemen so that when they do come across, you know, a resident that currently has Alzheimer's or dementia, they know what to expect.
I think there's so much to learn about dementia and Alzheimer's and everything your loved one needs in one memory community. Yes, that is Autumn Leaves, autumnleaves.com. We're going to hear more from Joe coming up next. Maybe when is the right time to consider memory care for your loved one? All right here on Aging Info Radio.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
With a mission statement that says our mission is to be the best and preferred memory care provider in the communities we serve. Yes, that is Autumn Leaves. My guest today is Joe Jasmine. He is a chief operating officer of the LaSalle Group, Autumn Leaves. And Joe, I would like to know if you know, when someone is considering an assisted living memory care community, you know, when is the right time or what are the signs that says maybe we should check this out?
It's a truly very, very difficult decision for the families, and we encourage them to make that decision the sooner the better for not only for their loved one but for themselves. Most families wait until there is a particular incident that happens. You know, they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and their loved one's not there, and then they panic and they have to try to find them. When they start to see the symptoms and signs of, you know, forgetfulness, or not that they've forgotten where their keys are, but they're putting their keys in the refrigerator, it's time to sort of take a look at, you know, get some advice from your physician, but truly look at what's going to be best for the long-term viability of that individual. They need to get into an environment that they can thrive in, allow them to be able to, you know, to connect socially with folks in that environment and give the family a break, because the family struggle with covering care for 24/7. No one can stay up, you know, that amount of time. And then we say that you need to really look at, you know, kind of the steps are, is looking at a community is what's their primary focus. Do they specialize in dementia or is it just a side job? Is the care staff focused and caring and what's the safety for your loved one going to be? Cleanliness is incredibly important. We pride ourselves on being clean and smell-free. Will your loved one have freedom and individualization, meaning can they, if they want to walk around the hallways all day, they can do that. And are there individualized programs, or are they just shoving everybody in a room and turn it on the television? And then programming. What things do they have designed specifically for your loved one, for your mother, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather? And they need to ask those questions, and don't be afraid to challenge the answers. After all, they're making a very difficult decision, but they're also entrusting their loved one with someone to take care of them 24/7 going forward. If they do not leave that community with that kind of comfort, our recommendation is to move on, because it's not going to be a good fit for them. And it's hard. Our goal is to make sure that that transition is as easy as possible. And we do it in a series of ways. Sometimes we just say, why don't you bring them over for a day, and let us take care of them for a day. You can stay with us if you would like and watch and observe, and then let's try an overnight to make sure that they have the opportunity to test us, to see what we do. Usually after the first day stay, they've seen exactly how we are, and they make that decision. But if communities that they're looking at will not allow that to happen, then I would also recommend that they move on, because something's not right if they don't want to show you what they do.
Now, you said that your residents thrive in your community. Is that because of your standard of care and the consistency across the United States at all your communities?
Yeah, it's a combination of standard of care, the individualized approach, where we work with them on what they need. We don't just say, oh, this is going to work for everyone. And we try to help them find that 5 minutes of clarity each and every day where there's a smile or a tear or a laughter, or they actually remember something. And then we hone in on that, and we continue to work with them so that they can enjoy what they're doing. And we also live within where they're at the moment. So we really become part of their lives. And then we work very hard to minimize the medications that they are on so that they can thrive and that their minds are as clear as possible. And we've seen amazing changes in folks in, 30 to 60 days where they've come into the communities and they were almost catatonic, and now they're thriving and, leading activities and, really doing great in our communities. And that's really our goal, is to see that. If we hear "and I love you" or we get a hug each and every day, then we know we've done our job.
Yeah. Are a lot of them, which leads me to a question. How many residents per community do you have?
Our initial communities were about 41 residents, and through a little bit of some simple design changes, we have communities that now can house 46 and 54. And that's as big as we're going to get, because we believe that the smaller environment is much more conducive to the treatment of Alzheimer's dementia, but it's a much better environment for the residents. And that's really our first and foremost concern.
And when people say, oh, assisted living, we have memory care, it's the same as a memory care community that is assisted living. That's a big distinction. There are many variables down in between those two, isn't there?
Yeah, it's very, very different when you're combining just your general assisted living and then your memory care, because they're vastly different treatment mechanisms. The behavior is different, and there tends to be a fear from the folks that are in just proper assisted living that, oh, my gosh, is that going to happen to me? Or I don't ever want to go behind that closed door because that's where people go to die. When you're fully dedicated to memory care, that stigma is not there. And we truly have years and years of experience, and we have over 1,200 residents right now that we're taking care of, and we know how to do it. And I think that's important. It's not something that's just on the menu. Mm-hmm. It is truly our entire menu.
Isn't that great? I mean, from the ground up, you take all this into consideration. I'm here with Autumn Leaves. Their website is autumnleaves.com. I'm actually here with Joe Jasmine. He is a Chief Operating Officer of Autumn Leaves. It's so interesting how you build these communities with memory care in mind in every single thing that you do.
Yeah, it's interesting. Every other week here at the home office, we literally go through the design of our communities and the details of our communities, down to the chairs we use and to how the handrails are designed and the lighting, just to make sure that we're doing it the best way we can for our residents. We bring in folks from the field to challenge us and to give us ideas and feedback. We're constantly tweaking, the culinary programs to make sure that they have choice and that the food is tasty and it's presented in an appropriate fashion. We really spend a lot of time making sure that environment is the best that it can be.
I think, too, that with dementia, if I'm correct here, the appetite does decrease. So every meal, from what I've learned from Autumn Leaves, is that you have a philosophy, every meal is a special meal.
Every meal is a special meal. Every meal is home-cooked. We do not use processed food. If you're going to have a biscuit at Autumn Leaves, it's going to be cooked from scratch. Every one of our chefs is culinary trained. We really focus on the taste, the textures, the presentation, and the celebration. So we have a program called So Much More to Savor, where we celebrate each and every week a resident's personal recipe that our chef will put together and cook for them and the entire community. And then we celebrate that particular resident. It's amazing how excited they are, but how that brings back a memory for them. They remember when they first tasted that, or they remember that, hey, this is the macaroni and cheese tastes just like mine. And it's an amazing personalization that we do and will continue to do. We also host private dining sessions for families to come in and eat with their loved ones because they can't go to a restaurant. So our staff will dress up and serve them just like they're in a five-star restaurant. If they want shrimp and lobster and prime rib, they get it because it's important to the whole overall, you know, care of that individual is to allow them the opportunity to still enjoy those things. And food is a big one.
Now, are your floor plans in the communities, are they private rooms or are they two, you know, companion apartments? What do you have?
It's a combination. We have small private rooms. We have large private rooms. We have medium-sized private rooms. And we also have doubles. And in a couple circumstances, we have some triples. And that's been driven based upon the requests of the families where, you know, three folks have gotten to a good relationship and they want to live in the same apartment, and we allow that to happen. We really try to customize it to the needs of our families.
Isn't that great?
While it might be built as a big single, we can turn that into something else to fit their needs.
Well, I think it's so important when the whole community as a whole really works together to provide, you know, like you said, for their residents to thrive. And one of the areas that I always see or I really wonder about in assisted living communities is getting the residents to eat really quality food pretty much on a regular basis, because so many medications can interfere with that. You know, so many different dynamics that come into play, but it can be very difficult. And with your So Much to Savor program, I bet you don't have that much of a problem with it.
No, you have to know what will prompt the resident to eat. So I have a really great story. I was in one of our communities in Oklahoma, and one of our residents just chose not to eat, and she was not at all interested. So our staff spent a lot of time to figure it out, and they realized very quickly that if we were having a party, then this particular resident would eat. So when I was there, we had a party. And she ate, and I was able to sit there and spend time and help, you know, help the resident eat. And it, because it was a party, she ate. So every day for her, it's a party.
There you go. Well, every day is a party for her, and she is at Autumn Leaves. Their website is autumnleaves.com. We're going to hear more from Joe Jasmine. We're going to find out about myths around memory care and what the most common ones are right here on Aging Info Radio.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Lights, camera, action. It's time for the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, exciting activities, fabulous entertainment, and a fun Hollywood theme, there's going to be something for everyone. We're rolling out the red carpet, so make your plans now to join us at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace on August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. We'll see you there.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, make today so awesome that yesterday gets jealous. I am here with the Chief Operating Officer of LaSalle Group, Autumn Leaves, and Autumn Leaves Assisted Living Community, a memory care community, Joe Jasmine. And Joe, there are a lot of myths around Alzheimer's and dementia that families come up with. Or come up against encountering, you know, the move or considering or wondering if their loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's. Let's bust some of these myths up.
Sure. I mean, I think one of the ones we hear very often in the decision-making process is no one will take my loved one because they have Alzheimer's and dementia and another medical disease. Yes, we will. We can, and many, many communities will do that. We have, in each of our communities, you know, an RN and a series of nurses. We have relationships with doctors. We invite their local, you know, community physician in if necessary. And we can take care of the dementia, Alzheimer's. And then, you know, if they have cardiovascular disease or COPD or something else, that diabetes, we can help them manage and monitor. And we, you know, we take care of the medications and all those component pieces. So that is a you know, question we get asked all the time. And there's a lot of, you know, concern and confusion around that area. The second one is that if they move someone into a community, that the family members will not have access to their loved one. They won't be able to take them out and take them, you know, on an encounter or take them out to dinner, you know, or take them to a play or to the zoo. Not only, yes, can they, we encourage them to do that, and we also provide our family members with keys to the kingdom. They can get in the community anytime they want, 24/7. They have the codes, the front door, the back door. They have access to their loved one's room all the time. And as I mentioned earlier, we invite them to come in for everything. They could stay with us 24/7, and that would be okay with us. So a lot of times it's they're a little bit of guilt coming in and a little bit of concern that they will lose that contact with them.
Sounds like your staff really goes the extra mile. With dementia care.
We do that, and we also do something that is important to the loved ones, is when there's that moment that occurs when mom or dad or grandma or grandpa has that moment of clarity and they're there, they're back. We do the best that we can to video that or to get a snapshot of that and to send that to the loved ones so they can share in that moment of joy, and it connects them back to the community, and it, you know, it gives them a smile, or sometimes it puts a tear in their eye, but it also shows them that we are truly caring for their loved one just like they would.
Isn't that great?
We also encourage spot checks. We want them to come and visit us when we don't expect it.
Now, that leads me into the technology component. With technology moving at the speed of light, how do you use technology in your Autumn Leaves assisted living communities?
Technology is a very important tool that even in the entire senior housing industry is slightly behind the curve. At Autumn Leaves, we are stepping up to be ahead of the curve by putting together programs and utilizing technology to track and monitor resident behavior, resident vitals, you know, tracking and monitor heart rate, blood pressure, monitoring their weight, monitoring their medication list, utilizing that through an electronic health record. We're on the forefront working with some outside technology vendors to create a sensor type of a tool that will be, carried or worn by the residents so that we will know if there's a positive or negative movement in one of their vitals so that we can immediately address it, that we can know where they are within a community, and heaven forbid that they were, you know, walked out the front door and were walking down the street, we would know exactly where they were. And really kind of tying some things to help us predict and prevent a fall, predict and prevent, you know, something medically happening with them. And we'll integrate that also room by room, where we'll have sensors and different things in the rooms to really know what's happening. The other piece that's interesting is we are in the process of creating individualized games for our residents to play on iPads and differing devices that will allow them to interact with their family members afar and with their grandchildren. So a lot of times when a grandchild comes into the community, they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're uncomfortable. So we will create a format that will allow them to interact in something they'd like to do. They all like to play, you know, games on their phones. They all like to play games on their iPod. We're creating those that will work with the resident. They can play with grandma, and they can identify photos that are part of grandma's life, whether it's family members, places she's been, and create a whole environment technologically to link the two generations. And it's personalizing that piece. So it's not just one game that all the residents use. It's their individual game with their individual information.
I would also think that would help with dementia, like with memory care.
It helps them remember. It helps prompt their memory, and it actually exercises their brain function.
Isn't that great? Well, we're going to talk with Joe Jasmine some more coming up here about Autumn Leaves. Their website is autumnleaves.com. And we're going to talk about socialization in their communities with no more than 54 residents, all right here on Aging Info Radio.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and this segment is brought to you by Rantis Property Group. Imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. Well, I am here with the Chief Operating Officer, Joe Jasmine, of LaSalle Group, with Autumn Leaves Assisted Living, and they are the memory care community with 36 open locations in Florida, Georgia, Kansas, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Florida, and of course, Chicago. And Joe, I would like to know, a lot of assisted living communities are very different. Of course, you're a memory care community, which for anybody with dementia or Alzheimer's, this is wonderful. But how about socialization with the residents? And you said 54 residents was the maximum amount in any of your communities. How do they socialize and what do you provide that helps with this? I think it's a very important part of living in a community.
Socialization is incredibly important. And we really start with socialization on day one. When they come in and they move in with us, we get them involved in activities that are important and of interest to the individual resident. So we have a variety of different things going on each and every day, not only for men but for women, because, you know, a lot of times the men don't want to play bingo, so we don't make them. We give them the opportunity to build things with us. Just this particular summer, we were doing and bringing in new picnic tables to a lot of our communities. So a lot of the men residents were helping out some of the interns we sent out to put together the picnic tables, and they truly enjoyed that. They were able to get hands-on and really help build and create. And we try to get them engaged not only individually but in small groups. So we'll do small group activities. And we know by asking the families and asking the residents the things that they're interested in. So we'll have groups of guys together, and, you know, we'll bring in a six-pack of beer if that's what necessary, and we'll watch the football game together, or we'll watch the baseball games together. And we try to make sure that there's something for each and every person. In addition to that, we have family nights where we invite the families in, and we have a big spread of food, and we get them not only engaging with their family but with other families. And what we see is it becomes just the greater Autumn Leaves family. We also bring in pets, and we have pet therapy, and, you know, nothing's better than a resident just truly loving, you know, a dog coming through. And in some of our communities, we even have parrots, and we've had miniature horses and different things to keep the excitement and keep them engaged. And the more engaged they are, obviously, the better it is, and it truly helps as they work, you know, throughout the day.
Now, are your living or your common living areas encourage, or do they encourage friendships or socialization just based because you say you build from the ground up with memory care in mind?
Exactly. We have, if you came into our communities, in many cases, it looks like a home. I mean, we have a very nice, large living room that encourages folks to, you know, sit together and to socialize and to talk. We have a specified, you know, room for arts and crafts that is dedicated to that. We have a small kitchen that we utilize, and we cook with the residents, and they cook, and we bring people in to cook, and they get together. And in those small settings, there's a large TV room, and then there's a small sunroom that also encourage socialization, and on purpose we will encourage residents with, you know, similar likes to get together and have conversations, and a lot of times we have to lead those conversations. But it's interesting to see, you know, just like anywhere you've been, that there are small groups of, you know, little friendship cliques that are created throughout the community, and it's just wonderful to see that.
I'm sure you have some really great stories, Joe. Do you have one?
We have an absolute great story. It happened with a resident who wasn't even a resident yet. And we were communicating with a family member, and there was an issue where their father had fallen down. And our team immediately jumped up, got in the car, and drove over to the home and helped this particular family member take care of their father, and then also coached them on how to deal with the specific issues. And then we invited them into the community, and we were able to bring that potential resident in the community, and he loved it. The socialization was so important for him, and he met a couple men that had similar interests, and before we knew it, they were residents of ours. And not only had we solved the problem for the family member, but we truly made a difference in the life of that resident. And he is still living in our community and thriving. And the interesting part of the story is he doesn't have dementia. He has a different diagnosis, but he loved it so much that he wants to be there.
Isn't that
That's
great?
How we're doing the right thing.
I think once somebody gets moves in, the beginning stages of everything, I don't think there's one thing that's exempt from that. They're a little tough. I mean, very beginning, you know, getting used to living there, used to the whole routine or the people or the staff. I mean, it takes time, but I think once people do adjust, there's so many things that help them thrive in this environment versus being alone in a home and fighting that, you know, dementia, that it ends up being a big positive for not only the loved one, but for the family.
It is. It's awkward at first. And the one good thing is all of our caregivers are trained in what's called the virtual dementia experience, where they actually understand and they've gone through the process of seeing how they see and the weird things that they feel and the noise in their head, that we're able to get right past that in the beginning. It's not as if we're having to warm up to the resident. We generally know right away, this is how I can get through to this particular resident. And we start with a lot of love right out of the gate and a lot of encouragement and a lot of time spent one-on-one until they're ready.
Well, that training alone with your staff and everyone that works for Autumn Leaves says so much. And once again, their website is autumnleaves.com. You can also call 888-662-8886. And Joe Jasmine, Chief Operating Officer, is going to give us his words of wisdom for the day coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Well, not all assisted living communities are alike. That is a definite. And when you add memory care from the ground up, you have a very distinct community. That is Autumn Leaves Memory Care. And their website is autumnleaves.com. Their phone number is 888-662-8886, and I've been with Joe Jasmine, Chief Operating Officer, today. And, Joe, I would like your words of wisdom for the day.
Absolutely. It's very simple. When in doubt, do the right thing. I know your decisions are very difficult, and we are here to help, and I thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I think there's just so much to be said at the way that you are building these communities, and I get very passionate about it because of when people have dementia or onset of Alzheimer's, they need extraordinary care, and the way that you take care of your residents with a thriving environment just adds so much to their life or end of life in a very difficult time period. So thank you, Joe. Thank you for what you're doing. And you just keep building these Autumn Leaves communities all over.
Thank you. We certainly will.
All right. And let's see. This coming week, Tuesday and Wednesday, August 25th and 26th, is the Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane Theater. You definitely, that is in Oak Brook, Illinois, from 9 until 2 on both days. And so much is happening at the expo with entertainment, health and wellness screening and demo, a senior idol contest. You don't want to miss that. It is a hoot, a writing challenge, and, of course, over 100 exhibitors. Aging Info Radio will be there. Please do come by, say hello at our booth. And all of that is at the Senior Lifestyle Expo. Please go to seniorlifestyleexpo.org for more information. And again, Autumn Leaves' mission is to be the best preferred memory care provider in the communities that they serve. Through proven excellence and expertise, they provide unsurpassed quality of care while promoting open communication, teamwork, and the highest ethical integrity for current and future residents and their loved ones, employees, and business partners. Again, their number is 888-662-8886. And give them a call today to speak with an Autumn Leaves representative or schedule a tour. And again, their website is autumnleaves.com. Let's see. My adoption this week are the 13 kitties rescued in the nick of time before they suffocated in a duffel bag. Some crazy person left them at Paws. And yes, Paws rescued all 13. And now they are healthy and they are ready for their forever home. These are trooper kittens with a life force to survive. Kudos to Paws. And you can give Paws a call at 773-935. Paws or go to pawschicago.org. These kitties are waiting with high hopes and a great home. So give them a call. Yes, Daisy, those are kitties. Right, those 13 lucky cats are kitties. And really, Autumn Leaves bring so much to the equation. Once again, their website is autumnleaves.com and their phone number is 888-662-8886. I'm a huge advocate for them, especially with a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's. Well, I am Susan Wacky, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Be a star at the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. Showcase your talent on stage, and you could be our 2015 Senior Idol. More of a behind-the-scenes type. Share your wisdom and enter the writing challenge. Both competitions feature cash prizes. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for applications and all the details. It's going to be lights, camera, action at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace, August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. We'll see you there.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.